spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, a big hi and greetings to you. Uncle Buck here, and I have a question for you. How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, there's blues coming your way I think you're gonna like on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, as we are officially in session. Oh, what a lineup I have in that big old bucket of blues I loaded up this week. Oh, winning, getting nomination after nomination, and award after award, our featured artist is Albert Castiglia. And there's also spins with Robert Cray, Beth Hart. Ooh, and here's one for you. A pre-release out of an album with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush teamed up. Ooh, that's a good one. Orient is also on board. And our then and now feature brings on a father and son combination. It's all coming up here on segment one of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And I do think it's time to put the pedal to the metal and get things started. Ooh, we're gonna kick start with a good one. Legendary blues man out of Georgia, Frank Bay. A lot of his works were remastered in 2024 from the album Blues in the Pocket. Here's one starting Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today. I think you're really gonna dig. It's called Blues Come Knocking.
Run his ass
of 2024 had some really great albums out, in my opinion. One that came out in late 2024 got to be on my list of favorite albums that have come out in recent years. It's an album by our featured artist, Albert Castiglia, and the album is named Righteous Souls. Oh, what an album. And we're going to be laying down tracks from that album today as we bring on Albert Castiglia as our featured artist. Albert, definitely not one of the blues men that came out of the Delta, actually born in New York City, had a Cuban mother and an Italian father. Family moved to Miami, Florida when Albert was about 5, as I understand it. Started learning the guitar as he approached his teenage years. Did quite a bit of picking and grinning down there in the Miami, Florida area. Here's something interesting. Albert Castiglia was actually discovered professionally by the one and only Junior Wells. Junior picked him up and made him his lead guitarist in his band until Junior Wells passed away in 1998. Our featured artist, Albert Castiglia, then went out on his own, had several releases in his early career as a solo artist, one of which was in 2008, an album entitled These Are the Days that got a Blues Music Award nomination, had a tribute in there to Junior Wells. The tribute track was Hoodoo Man Blues. You know, and speaking of awards, Albert Castiglia in 2020 had the Blues Music Award for Blues Rock Album of the Year. In 2023, two awards as Blues Rock Artist and Blues Rock Album of the Year. Of course, in 2024, Albert Castiglia and Mike Zito teamed up as Blood Brothers, name of the album, and won a multitude of awards. But today, as featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, I'm going to be laying down tracks from what I call and deem a very, very good album, a 2025 release, heavily nominated album in the Blues Music nominations as Blues Rock Album, and nominated for Song of the Year. How about that? Let's stop yakking and start tracking, and bring on our featured artist, great album, great song, Albert Castiglia, from the album Righteous Souls, You Were Wrong. We'll be right back.
fight. You was wrong now, darling. You stayed away too long.
Featured artist Albert Castiglia is going to be back in segment two as with another great track from the heavily nominated album Righteous Souls. Be sure and stick around for that. Time now for Uncle Buck, though, to STFU and dip into that bucket of blues I brought with me and do a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be Robert Cray. Robert's going to be followed up in this double dose by the one, the only, Lo, This Lady Sings the Blues, a live performance by Beth Hart, as a matter of fact, called Let's Get Together. But here's Robert Cray and These Things.
Stepping out, playing around. Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Mentioned earlier that our then and now song this week was going to be done by a father and son. Oh, and taking care of the then version, it's going to be Luther Allison. Luther's song is Into My Life. And from the album Luther's Blues, Bernard Allison's going to take on that same song, Into My Life, and take care of the now track of our then and now feature. But here's Luther Allison and Into My Life.
Thank you.
Needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues at this time. This double dose is going to be kicked off by something quite special in my opinion. It's a pre-release from an album featuring the duo of Kenny Wayne Shepherd and the legendary 90-something-year-old Bobby Rush. And they're going to be followed up with Orientha's Some Kind of Feeling. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, oh, it's a pre-release from a 2025 album entitled Young Fashion Ways. Well, what a duo this is. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush. Their song is Who Was That?
Hi, this is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle BC.com. That's right.
It's not the weight of life hanging on my shoulders. Chasing love down on the streets was only turning my heart colder. When you walked into my world, now you're by my side. All the ghosts are gone, they used to keep me up at night. I guess I'll never understand how I found somebody like you, baby. With all the broken pieces, show me the lie when I couldn't find a single reason. You took my hand when I was falling in the dark. Thank you for loving me when I was so hard to love. I guess I'll never understand how I found somebody like you, baby.
Kind of feeling.
has rolled around to take a little pause for the cause. But coming up in segment two, well, it's going to be kicked off by a blues jam I think you're really going to dig by Anna Popovic. Of course, our featured artist, Albert Castiglia, is going to be back. Joe Louis Walker's on board. Larkin Poe, Charlie Musselwhite, and E.B. Davis from over in Germany is going to get a spin. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me?
On UncleBUC.com.
Kicking into segment two here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Woo, how about that? Anna Popovic and this new kind of soulful, funky band she's put together. Oh, I like it. Once they got everything all tuned up and warmed up, oh, did they tear it up on a song called Tribe. And speaking of tearing it up, our featured artist, Albert Castiglia, oh, he's been tearing up all the blues nominations in the world these days. As a matter of fact, in this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we're laying down tracks from Albert Castiglia's heavily nominated album of Righteous Souls. Speaking of nominations in the 2025 Blues Music Awards, Albert's in there for Best Blues Rock Album and also nominated for Song of the Year. How about that? Righteous Souls really gets down into some what I call really gut bucket blues that's, oh, real high on my list. I was talking with Albert's wife, Michelle, telling her what I was going to play off of the album. When I mentioned the next cut, she said, oh, that's one of my favorite cuts on the album. Also one of mine, I might add. So let's just play it right now. Albert Castiglia, our featured artist, from the album Righteous Souls. Great track of Come On Into This House.
Your crying won't ease your mind. I'm begging you to come on in this house. Yes, this old house. Just to hear you call me daddy one more time. I'm begging you, I'm begging you to come on in this house. Yes, this old house.
I got another woman. You could have yourself another man. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. To come on in this house. Yes, this old house. When you hear me. So
digging down into that big old bucket of blues I brought with me, I just pulled out a couple of good ones, I'm telling you. Joe Louis Walker's gonna kick it off, and a pre-release is gonna follow from Larkin Poe's upcoming 2025 album entitled Bloom. Their track is Easy Love Part 1. But here kicking off this double dose of the blues, Joe Louis Walker and Ain't That Cold.
Oh, this is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana. And you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com. UncleBUC.com. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the cover of a magazine, the first of many dominoes to fall. There's something about a man with a guitar that really turns my head. And I sure do love a Texas draw. There's an Eiffel Tower in the town where he was born. It's got a little cowboy hat on top. His truth is better than any book I've ever read. And buddy, I've sure read a lot. We got that easy love, we got that easy love, easy love. Out there scrapping like a you know what. I fought for every scar I got. Falling for you felt a lot like falling off a log. It's sweeter than I ever could have thought. Yeah, we got that easy love. Easy love.
Love hearing from those of you, and am very interested in your comments on what we do here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. John B. Sanford checked in here recently, was talking about a show we did a few weeks back in which Gatemouth Brown was the featured artist. John talked about this amazing talent. Gatemouth Brown emerged from Southeast Texas, the same area that gave us Janis Joplin, Johnny Winter, Edgar Winter, J.B. Thomas, Lucinda Williams, a couple of country stars named George Jones and Kenny Rogers. How about that? Also, R.J. Vandegrift checked in. R.J. was a headliner down in Branson, Missouri for years. Said that Gatemouth Brown was great. R.J. went on to say he did a show with him back in the 70s. And I always like to hear from other guys that are doing radio shows. The Walter Trout Blues Rock Radio Show checked in. Also, Gordy Michaels up in British Columbia gave us a nod. Heather Lockhart up in Toronto, Canada checked in. Christian Simeon down in New Orleans checked in. Heard from John Allison, liking what he's hearing. Heard from quite a few Texans this week. From San Antonio, James Collins here checked in. And from up in Detroit, Helen Kane. Hi, Helen. And from Annapolis, Maryland, Elizabeth Jane Hansen checked in. It is time to slap some blues on the turntable, so to speak, with our Then and Now feature up in segment one, taking care of the then version, Luther Allison. And to take care of the now version, we're going to bring on his son, Bernard Allison, our Then and Now song this week, Into My Life. Some of you regulars to the program know what I'm going to say next. Oh, you're right. Looking down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me, looks like we have time for two more before we go. Charlie Musselwhite's going to kick it off with something from his first album that he recorded years ago. Musselwhite's going to be followed up by E.B. Davis, a blues buddy of ours over in Berlin, Germany, hailed out of Arkansas. As a matter of fact, in the blues history book in Arkansas, E.B. is listed as the ambassador of Arkansas blues. Kind of an unusual note on the song that E.B. Davis and his supergroup has turned out over in Germany. It's called The Same Old Blues. Well, let me tell you, E.B. sings about a blues situation that I don't think I've ever heard anyone sing about. You're going to get a kick out of that. But here, kicking off this two-mo before we go, Charlie Musselwhite, a Junior Wells tune called Help Me.
Eb Davis talking, Arkansas Blues Ambassador, living in Berlin, Germany. You are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com.
Mm-hmm. is the same old song. It's somebody singing about somebody else who's doing them wrong. But these blues that I sing, it is not the same old song. 'Cause I'm in love with two women, and they both did me wrong. Now these blues that I sing, it is not the same old song. Now, no. 'Cause I'm in love with two women, and they both did me wrong. Look out. When I met number one, I thought it would be all right. I was playing a solo gig, and she had no one else. We made good music together. It was sure a lot of fun. But she got involved with number two. Now they're both on the run. And these blues that I sing, it is not the same old song. By both of you, I want to wish you well. But as far as I'm concerned, you can both go down to Memphis. These blues that I'm singing, it is not the same old song. No.
puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, I appreciate everybody that tunes in, clicks in, however you got here. We're going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues just for you. By the way, on UncleBUC.com and on the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast, archived are over 150 of our one-hour blues shows, and they're archived by featured artists. We're going to be back next week, but in the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.